Everybody, welcome back to another Productivity Like a Pro podcast episode, again with our dear members in the chat and with my dear friend Paco Cantero, the co-founder of the Paperless Movement.
Paperless Movement, your productivity, your way.
Today, we dive into a very interesting topic yet again, which is also in reply to another member who asked us this question last week. Gerald asked us in the last session, and that's what we want to address this time, I've been taking notes in OneNote for business and Evernote for non-work in a journal style. One page for a month's worth of notes. Would it be better to make each note in a separate small page? That's a topic that we want to take the opportunity to dive a bit deeper into, as it covers two areas. One main area is journaling and how to take daily notes. And another one is also where to store information and when it makes sense to store it into a journal. And when does it make sense to store it to the place where it belongs to? Would like to start with the journaling, because as a member, you have seen the Digital Note-Taking Like a Pro course. So maybe you go back to Workflow 3 in this course, which is part of the iCode journey. The Workflow 3 is about develop your thinking. And there is a magic slide that shows you two parts, elaborated pieces of content. So we're not going into this today. And self-reflection, strategic thinking and self-development. And there you have the journaling tools or the journaling areas inside your tool. And that's what we will cover today. Paco, I'm sure you have a lot of thought about journaling because you're a heavy journaler, not only in one tool, but in five or more.
The point is that we consider that journaling, it's a pretty well demanded topic. In fact, it's in our roadmap. I think that one day we will create a course about journaling. This is not the moment, but I think that it will be interesting because I'm delighted with this practice. I concluded this because as I love biographies, I think that all the crucial, essential, or important people in history, they journaled. I don't know if it's a cause relation effect or what it is, but the point is that no matter the person that you look at and pay attention to what he has achieved, most of them have journaled. And the point is that there isn't a way of, at least for me, I haven't found a guide to receive some guidance about how to journal. Everybody says that it's something personal. It depends on you. You can write things down. Yeah, but I need a kind of guidance to really understand why this is worth it. How can I start? Should I do it or not? Or what the heck is going around this topic? I think that the first thing is to understand the different ways of journaling. I have in mind a classification so that you can start separating, because in fact, depending on the type of journaling that you are betting on or you are interested in, you can choose the right tool for that purpose. And I think that's pretty important, because at the end is what we want to achieve, using the best tools in the best way possible. That's the main goal here at the Paperless Movement. And why not using the same approach talking about journaling? No, the problem is that all the different apps, it's like in the note-taking world, okay? All the different journaling apps call themselves as journaling apps. So that becomes chaotic, because you are merging different techniques, different ways of journaling in different tools. You don't know what to do. So I have created a small classification here in my mind. It's split into three different categories. The first one is the most intuitive. It's called memories. For me, those are things that you want to remember in the future, things that you want to show up in the future. And the typical application here or tool is Day One. You can store any type of content. That's something that it's cool. It doesn't matter if it's a YouTube video, a link, image, a quote, something you write down, any kind of content. In the future, normally 1 year from now, but you can go backwards without any problem. If you wish, you can create different classifications inside the tool based on folders, different type of journals, tags. You can go backwards and get inspired or receive that type of content at any moment. But even on autopilot, the application shows you every day the things that you have written down in the past, the same day, no matter if it was 3 years ago, 1 year ago, or whatever. That's useful, beautiful, what you call your highlight moments in life. It's something that you can easily record, store, and be remembered in the future. That's one type of tool. In the same area, I could put my mind. It's a tool that I love talking about image inspiration, because you can't store any kind of images that inspire you. Then the application using AI can retrieve the information. You can look for, I don't know, furniture, animals, abstract things, whatever, colors, objects, okay? It recognizes everything. It's also useful because as Evernote, for instance, you can read the text that is contained in images, and that's quite useful. For instance, you can store any quote that you find out there, and then you can search for it, and the application auto tag that type of content, but also you can make searches inside images. That I consider that it's quite useful. But at the end, with that, you're not thinking, okay? You're thinking the moment that you are starting to write or to create kind of reasoning in your brain, no? So that's why we go into a second classification that I call, by following the same structure that we use for knowledge management or the world of action, that is shallow and deep. Let's call this shallow journaling. That for me is those type of things that you jot down. It can be thoughts, but you can put into the same bucket things like meeting notes, note that you take during a call, or whatever you want to write down. You can use any note-taking app that you feel comfortable. And that's why, for instance, to our member, is why we normally tend to recommend to use an entry for each day. Because if you just have one object that represents the month, and there you start writing everything that you have been going through for a whole month, I think that's a kind of confusing approach. But we always say the same, if it works for you, okay. In our case, that's why we love the type of tools that gives you that journal. It means that you have an object that represents a day inside the application, and then you write things down. For me, this is quite useful because I'm constantly writing things down in the journal page or the journal object, because it depends on the application. And most of the note-taking apps right now, today, have that feature. I can think about any type of Mem, Tana, Tobase, Craft. A lot of different applications have the daily note, and there you can write things down. It can be a reflection or just the things that you are doing. For me, writing the things that I'm doing, and please, Tom, stop me whenever you want, because if not, this is gonna be a monologue. Okay.
No, I will listen to your monologue. I have a lot of thoughts to the things that you said. I'm taking notes because I think it's important to keep the golden thread until you finish the categories, and then I will go back to all the categories.
Okay. So I'll try to summarize them so that we got the three of them. We started with memories. Now we are in shallow work journaling. It's important, and we will talk later. I consider this technique of just writing things down on a daily basis as you are moving forward from one task to another. It's called interstitial. Wow, it's not easy for me to pronounce this. It's interstitial journaling. That is a technique that I discovered in the past. And in fact, I get hooked on that technique. And right now I'm using it without being so forced to use it. We will tell, because I think that it may be interesting for the people. The most important thing about the daily note is that you are effortlessly giving context to your content. The things that you're writing down are linked to a day, and that creates a lot of ways to search for that information in the future, because you have an idea. Time is something that we have always in mind, and it's something we can remember what we did the last night. We can connect events, actions, or things that happen the same day, or that they are close from one to another, because we have to think that not everything that we jot down, it's easily to retrieve, because many times we just write things down. We don't think about the future searchable process that we will do, and then we are not able to search or retrieve the information we're interested in. And by having time, in my case at least, I have been able to retrieve a lot of information. And last but not least, it's what we call the deep journaling. Whenever you think about journaling, it's this type of journaling that it's, well, reflecting, writing things down to reflect into those thoughts, and also to create kind of release of your brain to think about and analyze things that you have in your brain, that type of journaling, thinking about the future, create reflections about your emotions, your status, or whatever. I think that there's, in my opinion, a tool that I'm following, and here at the Paperless Movement, we're following quite closely, because they are moving, I think, in the right direction, that it's called MindZera, because it's taking advantage of AI based on the things that you write. For instance, you receive weekly reports about what you have been writing, how is your mood based on the type of wording that you are using. At the same time that you're writing things down, you can receive guidance based on AI. So you can select what they call active minds. They are kind of mentors that you can interact with. Obviously, with any note-taking tool that uses AI, you can implement those type of things, creating the prompt. For instance, in Tana, you can create those type of things. But for me, having that already done in an application with a beautiful graphical user interface, that the moment that I get into that, I know what I'm going into and the type of tasks that I'm going to perform at that moment. For me, it's quite interesting. I'm looking forward to version 2.0. So those are the three types of journaling, and I think that it's a right starting point, because as you have seen, we have selected or mentioned different tools that have totally different approaches and that they excel at every task that I have mentioned.
I think the categories that you listed there already shows, again, it's all about just journaling. We didn't even talk about PKA, personal knowledge management, and note-taking, these types. It's just journaling, capturing thoughts. Something I think you wanted to mention as well is the inner versus the outer world. So here we are just in the inner world, or how do you see that?
Well, the moment that you get inspired and you store things that you haven't processed, you store them as they were in the outer world. This is a combination. The beautiful thing is trying to conclude something based on the content coming from the outer world that you have captured, because if not, it's just for the sake of it. If it's an inspirational quote, I don't need to reflect. I just want to, from time to time, using, for instance, day one, it will pop up. But also, for instance, using my mind, it has a feature that I love a lot that promotes and encourages serendipity, because you can start, well, going through the different elements that you have stored and discard or keep replicating the pop-up of those type of elements that you have stored. So for me, that's also something important, because based on inspiration, it gives you the mood the moment that you include that into a routine that you execute daily. But that's part of the task management.
Yeah, the question is about inner and outer world. And to me, I see this all inner world, even if it comes from the outer world. So whenever I journal something, I feel like I'm moving something from the outer world into my world that I care about. Now we have the different categories of journaling, and this is just the personal area. So for those who are following the Paperless Movement, know the ICOR framework, and there we differentiate between the personal and the business areas, and the knowledge management and the task management or project management area. And here we are really in a personal knowledge management area, specifically journaling. And therefore, to me, this is nothing I do with the team at all. And I would like to start with the day one, or with the highlights in life. I use day one the same way. So day one, I was using consistently since 2015. So this is now 9 years of journaling inside there. And it's the only one that I was so consistent when it comes to journaling. I'm really not so good in consistently writing up thoughts. I have deep thinking sessions where I sit down and reflect on things, and then I write down a longer entry, for example, into day one. The key about day one is, as you mentioned, it pops up again. So I have the widget. I know you're not a fan of widgets, Paco, in front of the iPhone. It needs to be clean for me. I need to have widgets on the phone, differentiator here. So whenever we make a quiz question and you can win something, we will ask, what is the difference between Paco and Tom when it comes to using an iPhone? I have a widget there from day one, and that shows me on the same day what happened the previous years. And it's amazing. Every day I get presented with something that I already forgot. I differentiate inside the day one journal, different journals. So I have one journal for the business, the Paperless Movement. Then I have one journal called What Really Matters. That's all family related things. And then I have other journals that are not so important, like a health journal. It's pretty important, the health journal, but I'm not using so frequently. The main journals are really the Paperless Movement Journal and the What Really Matters Journal. And this is what I also let show up, because you can tell the widget what journals should show up there. This is amazing. Then I can share also with my wife a situation that we had a year or even 4 years ago. And I said, look how far we came, right? And this is really great, seeing progress in life. And when you feel down or you feel that things are not going so well and you see these things coming up about what you've been excited about in the past. Also, every year I see coming up the milestone of getting 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So now we are approaching 90,000 subscribers. That is giving you perspective when you get this and how excited you've been back there. So that's why, to me, it's crucial to only store things in day one. Whenever I think about should I store this or not, that I will store things that I would like to see or my future me should see, to be reminded, to be reflected or anything like that. And this would mess up if I keep doing daily journaling about everything, then it's no longer impactful. Now, every day, I really have something that is really interesting to see in my widget. And it goes back 9 years. That's really amazing. And the good thing is that now I don't have journaled every day. So therefore, on one day, I get a reminder from something 6 years ago. But over the years, I cover all days in the year. And that's really nice to see as well. So I'm never overwhelmed seeing these reflections. And that's where I really doubled down on, is this day one and thinking about what I take notes about. And I mentioned already in another video, in another episode, I take more and more care about what I actually write down, what is really worth writing down, even with the shallow thinking. And here, again, for the outer world and inner world, we are talking about that we are using Reader. So everything that is in Reader, for me, is still the outer world. It's just a shallow storage there that I thought maybe I can use this in the future, but I still haven't internalized it into my final system, whereas in day one, it's already much more narrowed down. Then shallow thinking you mentioned, and now let's talk about the question again with the daily notes. So one shallow thing, I'm not using it, but I just want to mention that this is possible and I still like that they have the feature. Apple Notes on the iPad and on the iPhone, they have this daily note. So when you tap with your Apple Pencil on the standby screen of your iPad, it opens up a note. And you can set it up the way that it will open up the same note throughout this same day. And then on next day, when you do this, it will create a new note. So therefore, you will have per day notes. And reading now that they're doing this for the whole month, I cannot imagine having a whole month. As Paco already mentioned, obviously, whatever works for you, keep using it. But using one page for a whole month of notes, with which are obviously many different topics, even that you separated one note with business notes and Evernote for non-business notes. I cannot imagine going back there and finding information efficiently based on a digital system. It's rather to me the note-taking type of a paper notebook, where I also was writing into a notebook a whole month, and I usually needed a new one in the next month, because so many things were in there. If I needed to find something, I went back to the notebook and you have an idea on what page it was. There was the visual feedback of your handwriting on the scribbles that you did, that it was easier to find in a paper notebook the notes that you've taken, compared to now having just typed text in a, for example, Evernote note. If there are no, I don't know how Gerald is doing this, but if there's just text, plain text, typed text, I think it makes it really hard to then just by visuals identify what to find. That's why I usually try to skip this and then using only inboxes to quickly capture something and then process these inboxes into the final destination, which would be the deep thinking. And therefore I have then on Heptabase my different whiteboards that give me the visual representation again to quickly find a place where things need to be stored, or using tags and the super tags in Tana to quickly bring them to the place where they are. But I want to really rely less and less on search, because to me, using search, you find things, but I think it's much more efficient to keep the amount of information in my system as relevant as possible. So that's why we also differentiate between reader, Tana, base. We don't want to have all the URLs or all the links and videos that were inspiring having in my deep thinking system. It would clutter up the things. And therefore, another advantage having different tools. Interstitial journaling. This is an approach to write down thoughts in between situations, so between a meeting or something like that. You can take notes there. I don't have these situations. That's the point where we can discuss to set these situations and make this, because the benefit of this might be worth it. But as I mentioned, this writing down in order to reflect, I'm really a lazy writer. I don't like writing. I don't like handwriting. I'm so slow in handwriting. And I'm very fast in typing, but everything feels like it takes away time from me. And if I have the feeling it's not worth it, then I rather leave it. And that might be a habit that I established over the years that goes into the wrong direction now. This extremely efficient thing, and everything that you do might be inefficient. That's really something that is not always the best thing to do. Maybe you can talk more about just copy-paste what I said before. But then deep journaling of mine, Sarah, it's also something that I started to do, but I stopped. What I do instead is using ChatGPT. I made my own GPTs that are set up to my mindset and things like that. And then I ask questions there. And the summary and the reflections on this go then back into the different key element on my HEPTA base. So if it is something about relationships, friendship, or something like that, I bring this back onto my whiteboard. And therefore, again, I have the feeling of control that I made this up and AI is not telling me in the back end. But I think we can talk more about the interstitial journaling and the deep journaling.
Yeah, for sure. I could be talking for hours. The point is that I love writing and I'm writing all day long. I don't stop. I'm always writing whenever I'm a call in a meeting or whatever. I write things down. I write quickly. I'm used to it. And for me, it gives me an idea of the things that I've been doing. And I can, at any moment, go back and get the information pretty quickly. And for me, it works a lot. And talking about the journaling, the point is that right now, using AI, the things that you can get out of that, it's amazing. It's amazing. For me, I implement AI, for instance, on Tana, and because I have what I call exemplars. Okay, those are people in history that really resonates to me. And I have different exemplars depending on the topic. For, I don't know, Charlie Munger for the making decisions, entrepreneurship, Steve Jobs, whatever, Benjamin Franklin, talking about mental processes. It doesn't matter, okay? It doesn't matter. People that I got as a reference from myself. And the beautiful thing is that based on the entry that I have done in my writing text, I can receive quotes or inspiration based on how those people thought. So I think that those type of connections that you can run smoothly without any friction. It's just clicking in the bottom and you receive the feedback. And many times I receive inspiration, perspectives, or whatever. So that depends on the person. I think that people, thanks to this AI approach, will understand much better what deep journaling is all about and how they can leverage their thoughts. Because the moment that you receive approaches or perspectives coming from different points of view, I think that's quite important. And also, I think that it's that processing of, based on how you write the things down that you write naturally, because they belong to you. This is not content that you're going to share out there. It's something that belongs to you. So you are free to express the way you are really thinking and receive feedback. Based on that, I think that's a huge step, talking about how you better know yourself, how you can improve in the future, the moment that you are facing similar situations. And I think that it's a way of growing as a person, that it's amazing also at all levels, because this is not just about dealing with emotions and those type of things, but also about decisions that you make based on the business, personal decisions, whatever. The moment that you are receiving feedback effortlessly without any friction coming from the outside and that you see that they make sense to you, because that's the important thing, okay? When I'm referring about receiving feedback, it's because the feedback, it's quite impressive, I would say. For me, it works. I know that for many people, it won't. It depends on the person. But I think that we are in a level right now, I think in an inflection point or a pivotal moment, where the journaling process and how we can better know ourselves will change forever based on this type of technology.
Yeah, 100%. And I 100% agree. I had so many insights about myself talking to ChatGPT, and obviously with a clever mind. So I'm not stupid if it sells bullshit that doesn't fit or that makes no sense. Usually when I reach out and ask certain questions, I want to be told off for saying that I'm wrong and get a reasoning behind this, why I'm wrong in certain situations, to better understand the other person that I was talking to. And asking ChatGPT or AI, let's put it this way, because it doesn't matter if you now use Mindsera or ChatGPT, it's now about AI. They work differently, but the concept of asking AI is the advantage that you get an objective answer. So it's not if you ask a friend or a family member, they will have an opinion. It's like going to a doctor and asking him for advice or something. Even then, you get an opinionated answer out of their own experiences. And that's where I really think this is very powerful. And Mindsera is still something on my list because I cannot wait to see Mindsera 2.0. I had very good workflows in ChatGPT, and I want to see how they improved in Mindsera, as to me it was a bit cumbersome to do the same things that I was used to do. But anyway, I hope everybody found some useful insights into how we journal and what we journal and what we note down. And if you have any further questions, go into the comments. Let us know inside the membership. We cannot wait to follow up in the next session. Let us also know how you're doing journaling every day. Mary answered in the chat as well. Great to hear how both of you process. Searching notes doesn't help me so much since my handwriting is so awful and I'm a lazy writer too, Tom. I really must get more disciplined then in regular processing my daily notes and inboxes and getting them into the right place and context for later use and action. Thanks for talking through all this. Yeah, you're welcome, Mary. And Christina says also, thank you, super interesting. I'm the same with handwriting, so slow and illegible. Okay, like-minded people. But that's what our Inner Circle members also find very useful, that Paco and I are both in there to do the live coaching sessions. It's so important to get two perspectives on this. And the good thing is our core understanding and iCore, we are 100% aligned. And it shows how flexible iCore works in different use cases. Guys, was great meeting all you again. And we catch you up in the next one.
Okay. See you guys.
Bye-bye. Hey, but then when they say that, what we can do is work, or no, I don't know the question.